Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Angelo Cherby, Fred Film Radio from the Cannes Festival. We're here with Julio Hernandez Gordon, the director of Comprame un Revolver, in the fourth night selection here in Cannes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your film is set in Mexico in a non-specified time and in a kind of a no man's land. And it's a very harsh story about a father trying to defend her daughter from the very violent world of narcos is around them. Why this story? How did you prepare for this when you were writing the film?
First, my first intention was to make a version of Huckleberry Finn of Mark Twain. And after the days, I decided to mix this story, the Huckleberry Finn, with Mad Max, and put this story in Mexico in the present. And also, it's very crazy because I also decided to put the baseball and the cinema noir, all these things. It's like a strange collage about the things that I like or liked when I was a child. And I tried to make a movie about the present of Mexico with this element. After all these things, I understand that my story is about the family, but specifically about the father. How the father tried to care his daughter in a place that is very dangerous, and also when all the characters are very fragile. Why? Because I have a scare about the present in Mexico, because I am father, I have daughters. I have this scare, but also I have a scare about the new days in Mexico, the future. I think that maybe the things never change. I remember my days like a child, and was wonderful. You know? My child was very happy, and don't exist this crazy violence in Mexico. And now I don't understand why the youth and the child has to live this crazy violence in Mexico, and how the context can change in 25 years, or it's in a very
short time.
Yes, it's, I don't understand why, and this is the reason of the movie.
Listen, all the action that takes place in the film is fiction, of course, because you wrote it, but did you base your writing on actual events, description of the gang, the names, the situation, the big party, the big shootings? Did you took inspiration from actual facts?
I watched or look many videos in YouTube about the parties of the narcos. It's very crazy because they recorded all the parties and they put in the YouTube, and they made a lot of parties in the desert, shoot a lot to the air. Like, they are very proud about his power, no? And they want to show this to the other gangs. And also, it's like, they are like a new rich. They want to show that all this shine, and they have the money to expend, like...
Listen, it was a very difficult film for kids. Because, I mean, in terms that the film narrates a story of Huck, this girl who lives with her father, and she's living a very unhealthy life for a kid. But all the kids around her are kind of accustomed to the violence. To live with violence is a part of their life. It's not a bad thing, for it's just a thing.
Yeah.
It's just a reality. How do you work with young actors in order for them to be so believable and not to be hurt psychologically through this story?
Traté de ser muy sutil, ¿no? Creo que la violencia en mi película es como muy sugerente.
I think the violence in my film is only suggested. It's also very subtle. We never see any blood. Nobody is hurt with weapons. And there is something with kids, especially with boys, you know. I remember when I was a kid, I loved to play the war. I loved to play cops and burglars and spies. So what I said to the kid was, we are going to do, like, if this were a game, we have to do it as realistic as possible. But if there is something that frightens you, if there is something that makes you feel uncomfortable, then just tell me and we'll change things. So that's the way we manage.
And why did you choose to have a young girl as the main storyteller of the film?
In the first version of the screenplay, was had a boy, and some friend, a girlfriend, told me, maybe you have to try with a girl, a character like a girl, because your movies never use principal girls like a principal characters. And I accept that, and I say, okay, can be nice and important to this character, can be a female. And also when I accept that, or I start to think about that, my first idea was my daughter. No? It's a nice excuse to work with my daughters. Mm-hmm. And I understand that the movie can be about the family. No? About the father, and how the daughter also can be very maternal, like Wendy or Peter Pan.
And how was it to work with your daughters as, I mean, you were the father working with their daughters and you were the director working with two young actresses. So how was the transfer for you from father to director and back?
This movie or this shooting is the most tired shooting that I had in my life, because I work 20 hours a day, because we have the shooting. In the shooting, I was the director, mixed with the father. After the shooting, I was the father. My daughters, they want to sleep with me in my room. I don't have the privacy to think about the movie. I have to listen there's the opinions, and they fight, and I have to say, please, I am very tired, please, I need time to think about the movie. Mm-hmm. And also they miss the mother and they start to cry, and I have to wake up my daughters and say, please go to take the shower. I don't want to take the shower, I have to...
Yeah, you have to play the father 24 hours a day, every day.
You see, in 2 months.
Yes. Okay, so it was not very easy.
No, it's not easy.
Okay, thank you very much to Julio Hernández Cordón, the director of Compra Revolver, at the director's fourth night in Cannes. Thank you. I'm Angela Cervi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.